Uncle Dynamite by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Part 1. Chapter 1. On the little branch line which starts at Wockley Junction and conveys passengers to Egmarsh St. John, Ashendon Oakshot, Bishop's Ickenham, and other small and somnolent hamlets of the south of England, the early afternoon train had just begun its leisurely journey. It was a train whose patrons, sturdy sons of the soil who did not intend to let a railway company trouser more of their money than they could help, had for the most part purchased third-class tickets. But a first-class compartment had been provided for the rich and thriftless, and today it had two occupants, a large youth of open and ingenuous countenance, much sunburned, and a tall, slim, distinguished-looking man, some 30 years his senior, with a jaunty grey moustache and a bright and enterprising eye, whose air was that of one who has lived to the full every minute of an enjoyable life and intends to go on doing so till further notice. His hat was on the side of his head, and he bore his cigar like a banner. For some 10 minutes after the train had started, the usual decent silence of the travelling Englishman prevailed in the compartment. Then the young man, who'd been casting covert glances at his companion, cleared his throat and said, The elderly gentleman looked up inquiringly. Deepening in colour, for he was of bashful temperament and was already wondering why he'd been ass enough to start this, the sunburned youth proceeded.
I say, excuse me, aren't you Lord Ickenham?
I am.
Fine.
The elderly gentleman seemed puzzled.
I'm pretty pleased about it myself, he admitted, but why do you rejoice?